Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end. And our top priority will be to create a nation that is proud, prosperous, and free.
Oh, what you know, Joe?
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Well, we got to watch the culmination of the greatest comeback ever, which is also the title of Joe Concha's book, which is coming out in April. Joe, it feels freer and sunnier and happier in America today. Can you tell where you are? Same
Despite
thing?
Despite the fact that it's 4 degrees here in New Jersey right now.
It's super cold here in St. Louis as well.
Everywhere, right?
Just give me your thoughts. I don't want to box you in here. Yesterday's events, what'd you think?
I think that if you told me on January 7th, 2021, that that would be happening, that Donald Trump not only would get the nomination, but actually win the presidency, win the popular vote, win every swing state, that would have been a hard sell. I got to be honest with you, which is why I wrote the book, because when you look at all the things this man has overcome, right, 2 impeachments, 2 assassination attempts, the Mueller report and the exoneration that went along with it, but that came 3 years into his first presidency, 4 cases against him on the lawfare front, all 4 of which have now failed. Obviously, a hostile media taking the side of the Democratic Party. First, Joe Biden covering up for him, and then the Summer of Joy, Brat Summer, Kamala Harris etch-a-sketching her entire record and making her to a candidate that she was not. I mean, just all the things that this man has overcome, and to be where he is now, more popular than ever. You know, we're seeing like 57% approval, 56% approval. He was never in the 50s ever. So I think that sky's the limit here at this point, and we're already seeing the ridiculous reactions from the media who think that this is 2017 and think they have the influence they once did even 8 years ago. They don't, and they're just kind of being laughed out of the room, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah, it is really something. I'm going to be honest, Joe, yesterday I just basked in the wonderfulness of the day. Like, I just soaked it all in, and I didn't save one time during Joe Biden when he was getting ready to depart Joint Base Andrews. President Trump was speaking in Emancipation Hall. He was kind of going on. And Joe Biden was going to speak. And we dipped. I was like, we got to see what MSNBC is doing. I got to see. And Rachel Maddow just sounded so sad. And they left the Trump speech. They went into the Joe Biden speech. He didn't even complete a sentence without slurring something that was you could not possibly understand what he was saying. Are you peeking over on the other side of the media aisle these days and looking at how they're handling this?
Oh, yeah, I kind of have to, right? I want to be fully educated on what I'm talking about. And with regards to Rachel Maddow, I mean, we can't underscore this enough. During the Biden presidency in 2022, she told her bosses, I'm only going to work one day a week now.
Right.
I'm going to come in on Mondays, reserve a seat for me, and I'm off for the other 6. And you're like, who does this? And then MSNBC, stupidly enough, still pays her the $30 million a year she makes, despite working one-fifth of the time. And now that Trump's coming back, I mean, how would you like to be Alex Wagner, who took over those other four nights for her? Then Rachel says, you know, now that Trump's coming back in, I think I want to work 5 days a week again. So, Alex, be on your way. All right, that's my seat again. And for her just to go off the way she did, it's all cheesy Skinamax at 3 a.m. performance art. I don't actually believe she believes what she's... I mean, she probably does, but it's so over the top that after a while, it's just, I don't know.
But who... I think about... I mean, we know that the audiences that are out there for what they're serving up are not that big. But at this point in time, if Donald Trump starts to... get these policies and they get out there and they get moving and we start seeing results from this. And you hope the prices come down. You hope he makes the tax cuts permanent. You hope he secures the border. You hope that he tampers down some of the conflicts that are taking place. Around. We've got hostages coming home. When people start seeing this, who wants to tune into these channels and watch them melt down because they are in the misery loves company category? Like, who wants to be in that anymore?
I'll share some numbers with you. All right. So CNN, for example, in prime time last week. OK, we're a week away from an inauguration. There's a lot going on in terms of the cabinet and the confirmation hearing. So busy, busy news time. Plus, it's cold out and no one's outside. So, yeah, you would hope that ratings would go up. So CNN averages 300,000 viewers from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. OK, now 300,000 viewers is about 100,000 people fewer than the total population of Wichita, Kansas. Okay? And they're in 90 million homes. Like, 300,000 is an almost impossible number to get to. They're getting beat by reruns of Seinfeld, SpongeBob, and South Park. I mean, it's they're paying that last check, people a lot more than Cartman's getting paid, for example, right? So, that's the answer is already that people are already not tuning in. Mm-hmm. That legacy media is basically dead. MSNBC is no better. 650,000 people watch them on average, and that is smaller than the population of El Paso, Texas. So I could go on with all these nice little city versus viewer analogies, but yeah, I think it's already happening in a big way. And their whole problem is they become completely predictable, Annie.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened to MSNBC, for example, where they hire one somewhat pro-Trump pundit and Ronna McDaniel. She lasted 48 hours, and I'm not exaggerating. The inmates went nuts. We can't have her here. She's a danger to democracy. It's like, what? You don't want to have one opposing view? I mean, CNN, I'll give him a little credit because I have a guy named Scott Jennings on there who, at least in the clips that I see, is able to hold his own. But give him a show then. I mean, mm-hmm. if he's the only interesting person on there, then maybe you want to have another viewpoint instead of Abby Phillip and Caitlin Collins with that sourpuss face I got to endure like every night.
Do you remember on election night, like MSNBC's numbers were good compared to normal or something, and they were kind of bragging about it. It's like, do you know why people tune in to MSNBC on election night? Like, do you really understand why people were like, we have to see what's happening here? Same thing with The View the next day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all Schadenfreude, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm not German. But, yeah, you just want to see the funeral, and you want to see just how hysterical they get. So, yeah, they'll have decent ratings for yesterday. But I'm sure, not to toot Fox's own horn, but I'll toot Fox's own horn. I'll bet you we probably had at least 7 or 8 times the audience of CNN or MSNBC. Because I think a lot of those viewers were depressed and probably didn't tune in at all. And then, obviously, your average Fox viewer probably pretty pumped for the next president and mm-hmm. incoming administration. Again, after everything they witnessed, especially over the last 6 months.
We're speaking with Joe Concha, Fox News contributor. You can find him on X at Joe Concha TV, and his book coming out, You Need to Reserve It, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. I'm curious what you thought about the indoor inauguration versus the outdoor. I've never been to an inauguration, so I have nothing to compare with it other than my eyeballs on a television screen. I particularly thought the production value as a consumer of it, in a nice temperature-controlled room, I thought that everything looked beautiful.
It really did. It was majestic. And the last time we saw this happen was 1985, Ronald Reagan. Same deal because of the weather. And then, of course, you have all these idiots on the left, especially on X, saying, Trump was afraid of the crowd size, so he moved it in so he wouldn't talk about the crowd. No, maybe, Obama had an inauguration in 2009, and dozens of people went to the hospital with hypothermia, mm-hmm. right? And it's just not comfortable. If you could do it inside, then do it inside. I mean, you don't lose one bit of aura as far as doing it there. And the acoustics were great. You had Carrie Underwood doing a cappella, right?
So
the music wouldn't go on. So Yeah, I thought it was great, and it just seemed like Trump could do a lot more and be in a lot more different places yesterday. I don't know how that guy does it. I was told by one of his aides that he doesn't even drink coffee. Like, all right, he doesn't drink alcohol. That's fine. But doesn't even drink coffee. Like, where does it come from? At 78 years old. It's insane.
I wonder if he's going to let RFK Jr. change Diet Coke at all. I can't imagine Diet Coke is, like, good for you, but it's good for him, apparently.
Yeah, it's a hands-off thing. When I was at Mar-a-Lago for New Year's Eve, I was actually seated at his table. I think I may have shared this with you. And it's funny because everybody else gets poured champagne, and then this one other person comes over and pours the Diet Coke. Like, the Diet Coke goes there. And then you feel guilty about having the champagne because, well, you know, the guest of honor isn't drinking.
Isn't drinking?
So.
Yeah. That's an interesting way to look at it.
I stuck to water.
So when you are watching Donald Trump go through and make good on so many campaign processes before he even gets to the ball of the evening, when you're watching him go through and sign all these executive orders and sit in front of the press, and Peter Ducey's like, oh, hey, you got a letter in that desk from Joe Biden. He's like, oh, look at that. Yes, I do. My daughter, she's 12. She was sitting on the couch watching this with me. She goes, is he just sitting in front of the media answering questions? She couldn't believe that the president of the United States would interact with the media that way. And being a 12-year-old coming of age, she's paying more attention than she had been in the first Trump presidency, of course.
Yeah.
How different is America going to view the actions of Donald Trump 2.0 versus Joe Biden versus Donald Trump 1.0?
They will have an appreciation for it, right? Because 2017 to 2020, that was Trump being Trump, and they didn't realize. The one line that always stood out to me when I went to a Trump rally for the book, he said, you know, you don't have to, he goes, our movement, I'm paraphrasing, so excuse me, this movement, the MAGA movement, is more powerful and popular than ever. Because in 2016, you had to imagine what a Hillary Clinton presidency would be like, or you would have to imagine in 2020 what a Joe Biden presidency is going to be like. And he says, now you've experienced it, and you don't like it very much. It's not very good in terms of everything. So, yeah, people appreciate it more, especially the fact that journalists like attack him as being some sort of threat to the industry, yet he's the most accessible person you could ever find in the Oval Office. Yeah, I think people will have a certain, not liberal so much, but independents, pragmatic Democrats, regular folks will have an appreciation for Donald Trump, not just what he accomplished, the fact that he is so open and transparent when speaking to the press, and he doesn't have to call on hand-picked reporters. A list isn't handed to him. You don't have people in the room screaming at reporters to get out of the room like they did with Biden. So, yeah, after witnessing all that, this is refreshing, for lack of a better term.
Before we let you go, did you see the conversation between Barry Weiss and Mike Johnson talking about Mike Johnson going in to have a conversation with Joe Biden about LNG, and Joe Biden had no idea that he had done what he had done? Did you see that conversation?
Yeah, I saw it. At least, not surprising.
Yeah, I'm asking myself right now, with the pardons that were signed at the very last minute, I don't know how deep the roots would possibly go, but I am wondering, does Joe Biden know that he did everything he did?
His brain turned applesauce some years ago. My first book, I finished in 2022, and I was already making the argument that he has no business being a golf starter at your local county club, let alone, you know, the president of the United States. It wasn't that night at the debate in June that we're, oh, no, suddenly all went downhill. This has been happening for a while. So, yeah, so you got to think that probably for the last 4 years, somebody has been running the country. I don't know if I buy the Obama part, just some, you know, like a Ron Klain, chief of staff kind of guy, Susan Wright, who knows? But almost everything you've seen out of him is kind of inconsistent with some of the positions that he used to have. Like, he used to be all for strong border security, right? And the crime bill in 1994, I mean, that thing was as tough as you'll ever see. And then it all changed. Did he change or... probably no. He was just controlled, and he just went along to get along, I guess.
Do you think we'll ever know? Do you think we'll find out the details of what was really happening?
You would have to take somebody from the inside to do that. But could I see like a Kamala Harris, like her people starting to leak stuff? Yeah, but I think we already know. I think we have a good idea. We don't know the specifics, but we do know the last 4 years that we've had basically a walking corpse in the White House. And that is just so embarrassing for this country.
Not any longer, Joe Concha. And you've written books on both ends of that spectrum. And we appreciate you coming on with us. And I cannot wait to see what the rest of these days. I mean, it's just like every time you look up, there's something else to report on. So our jobs are going to be a little more fun than they used to be going forward.
I picked the wrong week to stop stiffing glue. All right.
I love it. Take it. Have a good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for being with us. Take care. Bye-bye. Joe Concha, Fox News contributor on X. Go follow him and thank him for coming on the Annie Fry Show. They love to hear that. It's always helpful to get him back on the show. Joe's great with us, though, at Joe Concha TV on X. And his book, I mean, listen, in April, when this book comes out, you're going to be reminiscing about this moment in time in cold, frigid January when we watched Donald Trump come in. The Time magazine cover, which they do digital covers now, on the internet. But the Time magazine cover is him sliding into the Oval Office desk and just knocking everything off the desk. And it just says he's back. He's back. It's so wonderful. His book, Joe Concha's book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, is going to be a wonderful read in April. So go pre-order it as soon as it is available. Quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the Annie Frye YouTube live chat poll. Should future inaugurations be held indoors? Yes or no? We're talking about the production value of being able to control all of those things inside. Certainly the security level. I don't know that it's ever going to be particularly warm in January in Washington, D.C. Does it just make more sense to do it indoors? Would you like that? Yes? No? Why or why not? Let us know in the comments. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.